This is good.
Thanks. Yo.
I was trying to name either the song or the band.
Hello and welcome to Sludge Vista, not a podcast about Australian politics or Dutch perversion, but a secret third thing. I'm Lucy. With me is ex-husband of the show and host of the podcast Sludge Fest, Jesse Black, who comes to me live from a pit of black sludge where he is currently being devoured slowly by microscopic sludge organisms. Hey, Jesse, how about this weather we've been having?
What's up? It's okay. I think it's pretty good. It's a little wet.
A little wet?
A little gooey?
A little wet?
Yes.
It is a little wet.
A little wet, a little sticky as well.
Yeah. Now, inside that sludge, there is an ancient tome buried, unseen until now by the human eye. As the mysterious tome emerges from the pit of black sludge, you can just make out a single word, nugget. Now, I asked you the other day what you wanted to talk about on the podcast, and you just kind of sent me the word nuggets.
Yes.
Mm.
Is there a follow-up to that, or should I?
It's more of a question. Where are we going with this?
I have a few. So I've been kind of goofed up on cold medicine for a few days, kind of preventatively trying to not get sick by giving my body a fighting chance by giving it the medicine first and then, you know, seeing what goes down.
That's smart.
And I was trying to figure out what to eat and stuff. I was thinking about stuff in my freezer, and I have like these plant-based nuggets, chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. Chick-apostrophe-N nuggets, because I'm trying to be vegan, humble brag. But I was just got to thinking while I was goofed up on medicine, trying to like do work or whatever, like about like what a nugget is a food. Is it always food? What is it? And then I looked up the definition of nugget. Webster's Dictionary defines nugget as a solid lump.
I guess that checks out. Yeah, kind
of
argue with
especially
that.
Especially a native lump of precious metal. Or a small but usually rounded piece of food.
I guess.
And then there's a link to click on the Australian. There's an Australian definition.
Yeah, you sent me an Australian definition that I think like AI just completely made up.
What? I don't even remember what it was. Was it like a crazy guy? Or
I think it was something. Oh, he's already on nugget night. Whatever it was just simply like not true. So AI is disparaging our name online, I think.
I keep reading it as Al, too, which is double confusing, AI. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Al said what? It said that nugget is referred to use to as like a stout man, like a muscular guy in Australia, and also a shitty car. That's what
I would
is
say
telling.
It's used for something that's shitty. I'll pay that definition.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not – people in Queensland could be saying all kinds of stuff. I have no idea. But I feel like it just means something that's bad.
Did you bring the nugget, mate?
We could just start calling guys like big nuggets. Like, oh, he's a big nugget.
Oh, he's a big nugget over there.
It's good.
I feel like I'm getting better at that as I get older. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah. Is it because you're just at home practicing in the mirror every day?
Yeah.
Lifting heaps. Lifting kilos.
Heaps. Kilos. I'm just trying to say words that you guys say. Vitamins.
We don't say vitamins.
What? Do you not really?
Do not bring the
you say vitamins
into this. Yeah, we say vitamins. We're normal. We just
are you
do
serious?
Normal style over here. Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's fucked up British stuff.
Huh.
Mm.
I wonder how that happened. I don't know.
Don't know.
But I was thinking about like different types of nuggets and how nuggets, chicken nuggets, real chicken nuggets are made and getting like grossed out, of course. Because you know, it's I don't know if you've ever seen like the pink slurry that McDonald's produces and then fries.
Yeah. So I've been watching a lot of How It's Made.
Oh, great
yeah,
show.
Because I'm on a spectrum. I love watching How It's Made. But I keep getting recommended this video on YouTube that's like how chicken nuggets are made. And it like really wants me to watch this fucking video. It keeps coming up on my YouTube suggested. And I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you haven't done it yet.
I'm not a big nugget consumer, but it's not something I want to see. I know that that's going to be upsetting.
Is it starting from square one, like chicken, like live chicken? Or is it kind of here's the machine spitting out goo? Or we don't know because we haven't seen it, I guess.
I don't know. I watched one that was like how they make the Big Mac, like hamburger patties, and I didn't like it. Like it just had a lot of big old slabs of meat that are just being like ground up.
Jesus.
I didn't like it. So I don't think I'm keen to know how the nugget is made.
And you know how the Big Mac sauce is made, right?
How's that?
friggin', I think it's like Thousand Island and like Blood or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just Thousand Island, to be honest. Maybe some pickle relish. Okay. It's pretty good. The sauce is good. The rest of it's like, I can't fuck with a Big Mac anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty garbage.
You mentioned you weren't really a nugget consumer as much. Not a huge nugget fan.
Not a big nugget consumer.
Okay, we're going to really get to the bottom of that because I prepared a list of different types of nuggets that was kind of free associating. And I wanted to get like just a quick like roll call what your thoughts are on these nuggets. If okay. you're ready, like a not necessarily like would you eat, would you not eat? Or you can, you know, you could go for
are
that
we,
too.
Are we talking like a nugget ranking or?
We don't have to rank them. I think I just want okay. impressions of all of them. Yeah, I think that gets too complicated. I'm ready when you are.
Let's go.
McNugget.
All right. Pretty good.
Okay.
Fine. Edible.
KFC nugget.
Top tier. I don't know if this is a thing that in America is going to be different.
It is.
They're the best nugget in this country.
That is so strange to hear you say that. It truly is opposite day over there, though, because KFC here is like trash.
Oh, it's something else. It's really something else. It's not good.
That's bizarre. Like if you go into KFC here in like the suburban strip malls, they look at you like they're confused why you're there. They're like, what the fuck? What are you
okay.
doing?
That's like a red rooster here. It's like you're not supposed to go in there. It's kind of purely decorative.
Is Red Rooster just like a that's like
it's just like another chain
chicken.
That I'm baffled by how it's existed for such a long time. It's really they will just stare at you like you're not supposed
sure
to be
you
want to
do this?
You've entered into like a wrong dimension.
Yeah, they're like, you ready to roll the dice today, sir?
Yeah, exactly.
Take a leave. You ever had their mashed potatoes?
A KFC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you guys have some crazy other side?
Surely the mashed potato and gravies. You got potato and gravy, yeah?
Yes.
Surely that's the same. Okay.
Is yours good?
Yeah, that's for me.
What the
Big
fuck?
Fan. Big fan.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I like it. I don't know if that's just me being weird though. Oh. They got these little soft dinner rolls and mashed potato and gravy. It's great.
Oh, man. I haven't been to KFC in a while. Full disclosure, it's been like years since I've been to KFC. Maybe they pulled the Domino's and did the whole like, sorry, our shit sucks so bad. We've made it new. Please eat here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think
I feel like we went there like the last time I was there. We were in Atlanta, maybe? We were somewhere and we got KFC and I was like, oh, it actually does fucking suck.
Yes. Okay. I do remember this because I felt you still had a little bit of hope left and I was like, it's not going to be any good.
Yeah. It fucking sucked. It's bad.
And it is dire. Yeah. I actually remember. I can visualize that KFC now. Ugh.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next nugget?
Let's go.
To? Lucy Reacts Nugget Edition. Hush Puppy.
What's that?
Oh, dude. Okay. I promise each of these is not going
like
to be a
thing. Is this like a food, right?
Yes. No puppy.
Louisiana,
involved.
Maybe?
I think it's like general southern food. I'm not actually sure where the origin is.
Okay,
totally.
Got it.
I think it's like a fried dough nugget with a certain, I think it's like fried cornbread almost.
Okay. I got to say that doesn't look good, but I'm
They're
open
so
to
good,
it.
Dude.
Okay.
They're so good. They're basically like a fried dough ball that usually has some kind of seasoning. Often it's accompanied by like a crab boil or something or other fried shit.
Okay.
Maybe like you'd have some
deep fried cornmeal fritters. All right.
Fritter is a good word for that.
I'm open to hush puppies.
If you see them around somewhere, if somebody brings those over to Australia, give it a shot. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
I'm really curious to see what you think about hush puppies. I used to hate them as a child, which is a weird thing to not like, but now I'm like all about it.
Okay.
I'm all about the hush puppy. Next nugget, raw nugget.
I'm going to go with no.
Okay. This one. Weed nugget.
Oh, shit.
You already know. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. This quiz is a little crazy, Lucy.
That's a no from me. My brain can't handle that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, crossing out the weed nugget. Guinness World Record largest nugget.
Is that the one that wasn't really a nugget? It was like a bunch of nuggets stuck together.
I hate to give you a spoiler, but I'm going to show you a picture of the nugget later.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we'll get to that. Tater tots. Also, whatever you guys call them, which I remember is funny, but I don't remember what it is.
I got to say that doesn't count. They're potato gems. sorry. It's absolutely insane as an adult person to go to the restaurant and say, I want some tater tots. That's a crazy thing. Sorry. That's a you food name for children.
Could I get some of the potato gems, sir? It sounds like Michael Caine.
You're with your date, taking a sexy woman out on the date and getting some tots.
Do you know what's more embarrassing? Getting tater tot nachos, also known as tachos.
Tachos, yeah, I remember those tachos. Pretty
Could
good,
I
though.
Get a tachos? Order of tachos? I don't like tater tots, I gotta admit. I don't think they're very good.
No, they're not the best. I don't know if I'm going to count that as a nugget. I feel like we're getting pretty loose with the definition of nugget here.
Crossing that out really much. Six-time NBA All-Star Nikola Jokic.
I guess that is a nugget.
The Denver Nugget himself.
A Denver
that's right.
Nugget. Yeah,
he's
okay.
A Denver Nugget. Would you consume him? I guess that's weird. I don't know.
Probably not.
Long Nugget. You know how like eating people is called like long pig or something? I don't know if that's real.
Did you just make up long nugget?
No, I think that's a term for when you eat human flesh. There's like people call it long pig. Sorry if that's like an offensive term somewhere. I don't know.
Probably.
I'm just
why don't yell at me about it
as well.
Okay.
Arancini nugget.
Not a nugget. That's an arancini.
It's a small rounded bit of food, is it not?
I suppose it is. Love an arancini.
Look who comes crawling back to nugget. What are your thoughts on arancini?
I love an arancini.
I didn't have one until I went to Australia. They're really good. I know they're here.
Like they're pretty common here. I feel like that's a common little thing you're going to get on the menu.
Dog turd.
Not my favorite nugget.
Okay.
Like low on the list.
Not at the bottom.
Not at the bottom. I'm open to something being worse.
Okay. Snickers bar nugget. That doesn't really make sense.
Not a nugget.
Oh, you know what? This is actually for my nougat quiz, which is a different episode I'm doing. Sorry. That's
just you wrote that joke earlier and brought it to the podcast. Yeah.
Apparently I did, because I don't remember a lot of this.
Okay.
Writing this down. 50-million-year-old manganese oxide nugget resting gently on the sea bottom at 5,000 meters depth.
Yeah, okay. Pretty good.
Tight. Day-old McNugget.
All right, that's probably bottom. That's probably under the dog turd.
Would you eat, like, say you got a big McDonald's order and you put leftover nuggets in the fridge? Are you getting back to those ever?
Oh, I feel just, like if you eat that like an hour after you purchased it, you're becoming deathly ill.
They're so bad. They turn to fiberglass.
Yeah, they turn like absolutely solid.
I really don't like the whatever coating they decided was the McNugget coating. They were like, this is good. This like almost cornstarch, like fried cornstarch thing. Mm. I think it sucks ass.
Yeah. Controversial. McDonald's nuggets. Bad.
Yeah. No, try and cancel me for that. Metal wire nugget.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
All right.
Probably not the worst.
I'm not actually sure what it is either. I think we'll get to that later.
Got any like Ted Nugent jokes in there? Gonna go with Ted Nugent.
You know what? You know what? I don't.
All right.
Man, I had forgotten about Ted Nugent. Didn't he tell Obama to suck his gun?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did. Yeah.
What was that?
Fucked up. He's got real fucked up politics. Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent's. I don't want to look.
Just don't worry about it. It's not worth thinking about.
Yes, he did tell Obama to do that. Obama. Next nugget, the cursed nugget.
Okay. All right. I'm interested.
Final nugget. Beer nugget.
What's that?
Those are pretty good. They're usually like little scraps of like leftover pizza dough at pizza joints, and they maybe put some beer in there and then they fry it and it kind of just turns into like this little ball of dough.
It's like a little gnocchi or something.
It is almost like a fried gnocchi. They can be a little greasy though. Sometimes they're a little greasy, but I think they're pretty good.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Beer nugget. I think beer nugget's pretty tight. I would go, my top nugget there would be a hush puppy nugget. Bottom would be, I think, cursed nugget. But, you know.
You're going to bottom. See, I put cursed nugget pretty high up there, but I think it's KFC nugget for me. Okay, all right.
KFC nugget is top for you, bottom.
Yeah, I think KFC nugget's top for me. Yeah. Crazy to say.
Then I started, you can kind of see the progression of my NyQuil use here. Then I started looking at just cases of nuggets that made people ill. Trigger warning, this is slightly gross. There's some slight gross nugget content coming. Here's an article from the Food Poison Journal. Metal and your chicken nuggets do not mix.
Okay.
Tyson.
They don't.
The following items were produced in 2024 and are subject to recall. There's some Purdue chicken breast, Butcher Box organic chicken breast nuggets. They were found to have metal wire embedded in the product. So.
Oh. You don't
really
There have
been
want
no
that.
Confirmed reports of anyone eating this. The nugget.
Okay.
I think
I mean,
found it.
Maybe they ate it though. Like, how would you know?
True.
They could have eaten
it. It made them stronger.
Maybe.
Here's another one from the USDA site. Tyson Foods, Inc. recalls chicken nugget products due to possible foreign matter contamination.
Again, not something I want in a nugget.
Foreign matter is pretty... Oh, it actually specifies later in the thing. It says chicken nugget products that may be contaminated with extraneous materials, which is a very funny way of saying it. These are extraneous. These are unnecessary nugget contents.
No detail of what it actually is. That's cool.
You know what? Here it is. Rubber.
Oh, I don't think you should eat that.
A rubbery chicken. That sounds like the freaking cooking of my my in-laws.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can he say
what
that?
What is this?
Sorry, it's behind the paywall. You can say whatever you like.
I don't have in-laws, actually, at this time. But, okay, I'm scrolling down. Okay, here's where we get to the good stuff, Lucy. Are you on your slideshow visual aid?
I am on my slideshow visual aid.
Okay, could you go to slide number one? Yes, it'll be in this podcast description, don't worry. Go to slide number one. This is a story from website. 5-year-old boy has sworn off chicken nuggets after he was served a near raw 6-pack from the McDonald's drive-thru on the New South Wales South Coast on Wednesday night. This boy's dinner from the Winuna restaurant looked normal at first, but was strangely soft when he bit it. Have you been to the Winuna McDonald's?
I have not been to the Winona McDonald's. I have no idea where that is.
Winona, you're right. I'm fucking up the O's there. You can actually see a picture of the nuggets. And I got to say, those are pretty raw nuggets.
Really
right there.
Deeply upsetting. Like, I'm feeling bad looking at this. Pictures of raw meat I find very upsetting.
Gnarly. It looks like he took a bite out of all of them, too, which I would have advised him.
Yeah, probably would have stopped at one. They're all fucking raw.
Is this one okay? Nope. I really liked the reason I included this also for this visual component of the podcast. In the bottom left, it's a picture of this kid and his mom, and the caption is "Bad Taste." Riley and his mother Tracy outside the McDonald's, and it's
Tracy
like, I don't know,
is
something about
not
this.
Happy.
No, she's cross. She's cross as hell.
She's cross. Visibly Australian mother and child.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I didn't know if it was offensive coming from me, but
no,
yes,
fine.
They look so Australian. But check out the play place on that McDonald's. Holy shit. In the background.
Yeah.
It's huge.
You go to like a McDonald's that's sort of like on the highway, like between destinations, you're getting like a crazy playground. Do you not have these?
Man. We do. They're just a little more rare, I think. Every once in a while you'll go to a McDonald's that definitely has those.
Yeah. Not the suburban ones kind of seem to get rid of them recently. But if you go to like a side of the highway one, it's crazy.
I wonder who's cleaning those. If anyone, like, are they crawling through there? Kind of.
Surely
like a chimney
not.
Sweep toy job. Ugh.
McDonald's chimney sweep.
Yeah, they get young Victorian children to go in there.
Yeah, you can start doing that when you're 13 and a half.
Oh, I missed it. Could you go to slide after that, please?
Mm-hmm.
This I thought was interesting. This was a McDonald's. A person took a picture of their McDonald's chicken product. This is actually poutine, McDonald's poutine.
Quebecois poutine McDonald's.
Poutine chicken nugget. And it made them ill. I was mostly interested from this that McDonald's has poutine. And I was like, well, that sounds okay.
Actually looks pretty good.
This person, so
it's just kind of like a cut up nugget on the top.
It really is. It's like they took the spicy chicken sandwich patty and just kind of tore
this
it up.
This is
with
so
their
funny.
Hands.
This is like the I Was Poisoned Twitter account because it's like suspected food poisoning and it just says symptoms diarrhea.
Yes.
Like, if you're living a life where you think that having diarrhea means you are poisoned, like, you're living a much more charmed life than I am.
Let them know. That's right. I'm always saying that. Yeah, you got to have one more illness thing in there than diarrhea if you're going to click on IamPoisoned.com. Come on, dude.
It just happens.
What, diarrhea?
It's a part of life.
I do like that it says suspected source, McDonald's chicken nuggets, onset. More than 2 days. Duration. Symptoms are still there. Sick. me symptoms.
Sick me.
Diarrhea.
More than 2 days. I don't think the McDonald's nuggets gave you diarrhea.
More than 2 days later? Is that what it's saying?
More than two, I don't know. Fucking.
I gotta ask. I have
French Canadians.
It made me have le diarrhea. I don't know how to say that in French. I bet it's beautiful.
I bet it's exactly what you just said.
Could you go to your next slide, please?
I can. I do just want to pause. French for diarrhea. Yeah.
Merde.
Dire.
What?
La dire. La dire.
Dire?
La dire.
That sounds Italian. Are you sure you're not in the Italian zone?
I'm not. I'm just butchering.
La dire.
We're not all French Canadian, no, right? Good.
I am not French Canadian. Thank God.
Oof.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I was really hoping it'd be la diarrhea. I got to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
The next slide is World Guinness Record Nugget. This is, from my understanding, this is the largest chicken nugget produced.
Okay.
The bottom left image is not a real, notably, it's not a real chicken nugget. That is a Photoshop image.
Oh, we got
image.
Like a YouTube
the
screen.
Mr. Beast style.
Mr. Beast style guy holding up an enormous nugget.
Yes. But that nugget is, you can see, the fake nugget is like the size of a house.
Mm-hmm.
And, or like a, and a guy's holding it up, which is crazy. Like he would be killed instantly.
He would be killed by a nugget that large.
Oh, what a way to go. But the real nugget is in the top right, and it's, you see this guy with his, with the Guinness people, kind of, yeah, I did it. And it's, Lucy, could you describe the nugget?
Well, it's kind of just like a big slab.
It is. It's awful. It's so
it's
awful.
Really awful. How did you fry that?
I don't know. I didn't want to give this video any clicks because the picture at the bottom with him smiling next to the fake nugget pissed me off so much.
Yeah, I don't like his face. I don't like this man, Nick DiGiovanni.
Sorry, Nick. I think this is a bad, naughty thing you did.
Yeah, hey, Nick, fuck you. You will not see the gates of heaven.
Hey, buddy, knock it off. he also, this is tough to read. Nick and Lynn, I assume that's like his partner or collaborator in this, attempted the record for a YouTube collaboration. Oh yeah, okay, so this is a different channel. Two channels coming together to make the biggest nugget, it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
But they previously worked on the largest cake pop together. That's really annoying to me. Am I getting old?
Something about a cake pop just infuriates me, just the entire concept of it. Something about it, it's wrong, it's against God.
I never had one, I will say. They look stupid to me.
They look stupid. They don't look very good.
It's like $3.
It is like $3. You could just get a cake. You could just get the shitty little lemon loaf. You get a shitty little brownie in the Starbucks window, you know?
Yep. Those cursed little egg bites that are like slick with grease, but so delicious.
Yeah, they're so good.
Those are nasty. Would you take a slice of this nugget, you think? Would you give it a shot?
You see, that's fucked up because you're not eating it as a nugget. I think this goes against the entire concept of a nugget. If I've got to slice it off and it's more of just like a slab of chicken, like you've made potentially a schnitzel
or
something
kind of like
worse
than
schnitzel. That. It's kind of just a thick schnitzel. A schnitzel is not a nugget.
Or a meatloaf almost, like a big wide
meatloaf. Chicken meatloaf. You've made a wide chicken meatloaf.
Cursed. I wonder if he actually ensured that it's food safe, like it's cooked thoroughly in the middle.
Yeah, how'd you cook that thing? It's going to be like so uneven. Like the chicken's going to be dry so as hell. Bad. It's going to be nasty.
You're going to have small Australian children eating that thing and complaining to the media. You're then it's over.
I like that it said that kid swore off nuggets. It's like, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't, bro.
No, he didn't. Have you seen that?
He thinks he swore off nuggets.
Jamie Oliver thing where he like shows the little kids how the chicken nuggets are made. And they're all like, yucky. And then at the end of it, he's like, so who wants a chicken nugget? And they're all like, yay, me.
That's awesome. Man.
So good.
Yeah, I don't. I've never been a huge nugget head, but I understand people love the nugget.
One of those foods you just, you've got to not think about, like a hot dog. You need to separate yourself from like the reality of what you're consuming.
Are you rocking with fish sticks?
I don't know if we got fish sticks that much.
What?
We got imitation crab sticks. I don't know if they're the same thing.
Different thing.
Are we talking like a fish finger? Are fish sticks just fish fingers?
Yes, I assume so. I think fish fingers is your like weirdo, bizarre world version.
Big questions here. Oh, okay. That's just
fish fingers, mate.
That's just a fish finger.
Are you rocking with fish fingers?
I'm rocking with fish fingers.
They're fine. I'm not out here eating fish fingers anymore. They're good. Or they're not good.
Grow up in a filthy British home as I did. And fish finger sandwich with a slice of. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Like a Kraft single. That's a little trait.
Oh, that is getting sweaty thinking about that. Kraft single.
White bread, Kraft single.
Mushy peas. You doing those? Is that something you guys do?
I guess we do. I don't really have them.
Okay. I thought that'd be way more common. Different type of nugget. Now going into the more scary or like abstracted nuggets. This is less of a nugget. Have you ever heard of the elephant's foot at Chernobyl?
No.
Famous nuclear disaster in the 80s in, I think it was in Ukraine. No, pretty sure it was in Ukraine during the Soviet Union era.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible nuclear reactor meltdown, subject of a HBO series starring Jared Harris and Stellan Skarsgård.
We're talking about Chernobyl, not like a separate thing.
This is a part of Chernobyl, the real stuff. So the reactor core, after they were like, fuck this, get everybody out of here, this is no good, they realized that the reactor core was like still kind of doing stuff. It was basically melting into a mass of something called corium, which is a good name for that. It is basically like a, quote, lava-like mixture of molten core material that had escaped the nuclear enclosure, materials from the reactor itself, and structural components of the plant, such as concrete and metal. It basically like got so hot and fucked up that it reacting like with itself and being radioactive, it melted through the containment and melted through the fucking floor.
Oh.
And, burned through at least 2 meters of reinforced concrete, then flowed through pipes and fissures down a hallway to reach its current location.
Okay.
So I would not rock with this nugget. It was, at least at the time in the 80s, it was like so radioactive that if you stood next to it, you would get a lethal dose in, well, let's see. Okay, in the show Chernobyl, there in the beginning, the kind of the meme or whatever that came out of the show is the guy saying 3.6 Röntgen, not great, not terrible. Like Röntgen's being like the measure of radiation. He was like, oh, 3.6, not great, not terrible. This thing was firing off 8,000 to 10,000. Which would kill you within a couple minutes. Or rather, it would give you a lethal dose within a few minutes. And then you would
get
like,
all fucked up inside, right?
You get super fucked up. And you leave. It really creeps me out because it's one of those things where you can just be like, they're standing totally fine and receiving a lethal dose without like really noticing it. And then later that always creeped me out. It's almost like being cursed.
Yeah. Your insides become outsides.
Yeah. And
that's how I understand it to work.
I think in really bad radiation poisoning, it does like really like melt your skin off type shit.
Yeah.
Awful.
So what's this guy doing in this picture? Why is he standing there?
I think that is the Wikipedia page mentions a deputy director that briefly visits it and takes pictures, Artur Korniev. This was some years later, but I think it was still probably pretty dangerous. I don't know if I got to look up what happened to this guy because he's wearing a suit, but he's not like
and like a mask, but I don't think that kind of
I don't know
protects you, right? I'm no
scientist. Maybe the picture on the right is from like a much later. I don't know though, because I was reading that nowadays it's broken up so much that it's more like the consistency of sand, which is fucked up. This thing is just this like.
But radioactivity lasts like fucking forever, basically, right? Like,
yeah, depending on the type of emitter and stuff, and uranium itself. Only shoots out alpha particles, mostly shoots out alpha particles, which is a type of radiation, but it doesn't pierce your skin. That's more of a problem when you like inhale the dust and you have a bunch of uranium in your lungs.
Maybe that's what's
and then
going
it's fired
on here.
Up. I guess so, but there's also other shit in there like cesium, I think, breaking down, and it's also popping off gamma rays, which is the classical version of radiation you're probably aware of that like really goofs your cells up. If you look on the left, I think the picture, this might be the picture they're referring to, like this Artur guy. Do you see like on the left picture, there's like these little, it looks like those I don't know, like Pinterest things where people wave sparklers in a time lapse. So it looks like a kind of trail of light kind of thing. I'm pretty sure those are, it's the camera's film being hit with radioactive particles and like adding little, the radiation doing that essentially, which I thought was also really creepy. Like even taking a photograph would like show up these like little streaks of dangerous light.
Yeah,
dangerous
this is like, waves. This is from the spirit world.
Exactly. That's what is so interesting about radiation to me. It's like as close as you're going to get.
It's being cursed by a witch.
It's basically being cursed. And we were talking in the previous episode about those shunned land sites where it's like, where do you put all the waste if for the long term, hundreds of thousands of years from now, people need to be able to know that there's radioactive waste there. But what if they don't speak English? What if they don't speak, you know, any sort of sinology that you put on there? So it's very like dark magic to me, which I know it's radiation, but you know.
No, I agree.
The Thor movie is the trailer for the first Thor movie. Said. Exactly. Keep that shit in a lead box.
Was that about a Thor movie?
I regret even bringing it up because I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure in the first Thor movie, the trailer, there's a quote where they're like, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Which I'm pretty sure is like another guy's quote.
Yeah, it's another guy's quote. That's super cringe. Corporations love to use it.
But I like the Thor movie. No, actually, I've actually never seen the full Thor movie. We don't have to talk about Thor. I don't want to talk about Thor.
Probably not.
Lucy is a huge Marvel head, though, to be sure.
Oh, yeah. I keep it tight because I know that it like people make fun of me for it. I'm a big Thanos. Big Thanos head. Chaos Emeralds.
Yep. I think that's right. Wait, that's Sonic the Hedgehog, I think.
Oh,
yes. That's okay, that was right. This elephant's foot is super dense, being made of like nuclear core type shit. But I liked this detail. They were trying to take chunks of it to like analyze away, and they couldn't fucking chip stuff off. So it seems they just fired an AK-47 at it with armor-piercing rounds to get it to like break off usable chunks, it says. Which is a very cool thing to do. I'm sorry, that's dope.
It is kind of cool, actually.
As of 2021, the mass was described as being like sand, which I think is interesting.
It looks kind of like if you touched it, it'd just sort of disintegrate. But
yes,
you're not allowed to touch it.
I really would like to know what would happen if you touched it.
Yeah.
Hideous.
I feel personally like I would just be sort of immune to like radiation, like. I would just feel like I was kind of built different. Like, sorry, that sucks to you. Like, oh, your blood became like acid or whatever. But like, I think I'd be fine.
You just sweat it out.
Yeah, just sweat it out. Like, you know, just have a better immune system. You know, have your vitamins.
I'm reading here now that corium, this material, has only formed naturally 5 times in history. Once during the Three Mile Island accident in Pennsylvania in 1979. Once at Chernobyl and 3 times at the Fukushima plant in Japan.
Oh, what's it called? Corium.
Corium.
Okay.
It's not an element. It's like a amalgamation, I think, of a bunch. It's like a ceramic
mixture
material almost.
Fuel and metal that forms when a nuclear reactor core melts down. It is about twice as hot as natural lava. Behaves similarly to lava.
Move over, lava.
Move over, lava. There's a new acid in town.
Yeah, I'm seeing the hot molten mass. It can spread into the groundwater if it melts too far. Like if it just keeps going alien blood style. And I think that's what happened. This is what happened at Fukushima.
Okay.
So that's when you get some real problems. That's bad.
High fluidity, I see.
Ugh. Nasty, dude.
Yeah, this doesn't seem good. I'm going to say no to this nugget.
You're going to put that towards the bottom?
Towards the bottom. Yeah, towards the bottom. I would like to touch it, though.
You want to learn something about nuggets at the bottom?
Yeah, let's go.
Would you please go to your next slide?
All righty.
This is a manganese seafloor nugget, or rather a lot of them. These are, you probably remember some of this from being around in Hawaii where a lot of this research takes place, and I was probably talking about it a lot. People want to mine the bottom of the ocean for precious minerals such as manganese, cobalt, I think is another one. A lot of times for computer parts, for phones, missiles, game the, cubes. You know,
important things that we need.
Yes. And in the, so like the deep ocean that covers most of the earth is, it's like flat plain called the abyssal plain, which is hardcore. And it's mostly like, it's 5,000 meters depth. So like 50 football fields, pitches, whatever, all the way to the bottom. And it's all these little nuggets that are about the size of a big potato. And they're kind of just like scattered. And this specifically isn't, this is happening in an area, somewhere between Mexico and Hawaii, about the size of like the continental United States. So it's fucking huge.
Okay.
This is a field called the Clarion-Clipperton Zone, and it's just full of these little nuggets, which is pretty cool. Like, little organisms grow in these nuggets. They hang out around the nuggets. But, like I said, people want to mine the shit out of these nuggets. Each one of them, basically, like, we don't think we really know how they form, but they nucleate around some debris that falls down, like a shark's tooth or something. And then they somehow minerals are just deposited on them over and over and over, and they thicken. At the rate of like a few millimeters or a centimeter every like million years or so.
They look prime for mining. You know, they're just sitting there waiting to be used.
They really do, like a video game resource.
Missiles. Things of that nature.
Yeah. So there's a lot of companies that want to mine this stuff. In fact, the International Seabed Authority has taken mining claims from a bunch of countries, including the US. I think Australia's in there as well somewhere. I actually don't know. So everyone kind of has a claim here, but nobody's started yet because they're not totally sure what strip mining the bottom of the ocean and kicking up all this like really fine sediment will do to the ocean or the ocean currents or the ocean food webs or, you know,
I don't think it'll be good from it.
This
is a prediction.
It's one of those things where it's like a classic science has to rush and keep up with the exploitation of minerals to be like, you know, they're like, you always feel like you're on a treadmill or something while the corporate folks are like, let's scoop it out with a big old straw.
Just wait. Maybe we'll do some more tests, try to figure it out. Yeah.
And then they're just like, it's basically a desert down there. Come on, dude.
First of all,
don't fuck with deserts. Second of all, you know, there's a lot of important little critters down there. There's a very real possibility of disturbing sediments that take like a really fucking long time to settle back down. So you're just making like this big plume of fine dust, like all like that just goes and goes. People don't really know how far it would go.
What if we just dirtied up all the oceans? What if all the oceans were dirty? Yeah.
And that's kind of the fear. Like, even though this is like super far down, the plume could, depending where they release some of like the waste or the like the excess, they might release it in a place where it'll get to like the midwaters, as they say, where a lot of the food webs are either taking place or things eat the things that eat the things that are in that food web. And it's there's not that many steps away from fucking over, like, you know, fish populations, sharks, island communities, things like that. So
it's really
a little terrifying.
Cool.
Yeah. But interesting why I put it in here. I think we had a listener who's like, could you talk about the dark oxygen production story that came out, which is really cool. This was recently a researcher and his team named Dr. Andrew Sweetman, humble brag. I met him on a research cruise one time, and I think we watched an action movie together in the ship's there's like a
glamorous,
like a chill room where everyone on the research vessel can like hang out, and there's just like a TV and a bunch of DVDs, but it's like a grab bag of like who's gonna be in there. And it could be like, it was really cool because it was like, there's a scientist, like a salty engineer guy who's like from the bowels of the ship. He's just been doing stuff. And then there's like me, like a fucking undergrad or whatever, like a little kid. And we're all watching like The Hitman's Bodyguard with Ryan Reynolds or whatever. It's just such a weird group of people. He seemed like a nice guy. But his team discovered that these little nodules might be producing oxygen at the bottom of the seafloor by electrical means. Like they're almost like a little battery is what he hypothesizes, and there's like enough potential like electric activity in there to split seawater into hydrogen oxygen, and this would be crazy. This would be the first production of oxygen that it does not involve the sun, like I think ever, like natural ways, which is, it's extremely wild because a lot of living things need oxygen, me and you included. And to have like something producing oxygen as opposed to either using it or just living without it.
So would that be like happening naturally?
Yes.
Underwater? Okay.
That is what the thought is. Basically, this team was like, trying to measure how much oxygen the little critters living around it were using. And so they were measuring something called SCOC, which is like sediment community oxygen consumption. It's basically like how a measure of like how many guys are living in this little thing. You measure like how much oxygen they take up. And I think they noticed the oxygen was going up around these nodules and they're like, what the fuck? And that's where this kind of came from. There is some like skepticism. There's like some scientists that are like, I don't know, this seems a little unlikely, or like this isn't much oxygen as to be like, you know, significant. Maybe it's just kind of a weird thing that happens. But notably, a lot of those skeptical opinions come from people that are like quoted in this article as like, an expert and scientist from The Metals Company says, and you're like, oh, okay, well, The Metals Company, for context, is one of the groups that wants to mine the shit out of these things. And yeah, so you can imagine why they'd be like, actually, it's not that cool, guys. It's not that
it's
interesting.
It's not cool. It's not interesting.
It's not happening. Yeah, so I have a hard time taking them super seriously. I think there's more like legit criticism than that, but a lot of what I was seeing was Metals Company expert says that this has no bearing on mining, and then, you know, has no, we should definitely still go up there and slurp them all up with a big straw.
We should definitely just not worry about it. It's not that cool.
It's not that cool. Yeah, I'm curious. This is like really new research, so I'm curious. People still have to do the thing where they like verify it. I think this paper came out in 2024, which is extremely cool and would be like a paradigm shift, as they call it, as to how oxygen is produced, and would also throw a huge nugget in the works for the mining companies, which I think is interesting, because suddenly now it's the whole debate is like, what's going to happen if you mine the shit out of these things? Are you going to kill all the organisms? And now there's like an additional like layer of like, what if they're producing oxygen, you guys? That's cool and important. We can go in there and
I don't think they think that's important, because like it doesn't make any money unless they can figure out a way to make money. Like maybe we could move under the sea or something.
Dude, it's so depressing. A lot of the like marketing copy, or like the kind of, yeah, I mean, I would call it propaganda, but of the mining companies is like, you know, the deep sea floor is basically a desert, which is very offensive.
It's like,
for
it's basically
reasons.
Fucking nothing. There's nothing down there.
It's not true at all. There's plenty of weird little critters that are very important. There's a lot of important processes of like, you know, taking carbon from the ocean and sequestering it in sediments, that kind of shit. And there's also just interesting stuff down there. Also, deserts are interesting too. There's things living there. It's just a very like, I don't know, very comic or like 80s movie investment banker evil guy thing to say to me.
Yeah,
like,
just there's nothing.
It's just
there.
There's nothing down there. It sucks. And some of these companies try to sell like the fact that, you know, listen, these minerals are important for like solar panels and stuff, so we might need these because it's, you know, it's safer than mining on land, which may be true, considering like the horrible human rights stuff that goes on with mining on land, of course.
Yeah,
like horrible smartphone mineral mines in like the Congo and stuff like that. That's a valid point, sure. But I think they deploy that point to be like, this is actually the sustainable way to do it. For example, this company, The Metals Company, used to be called Deep Green, I believe. And I could be getting this wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was the CEO who was like, we're not interested in making a profit, okay? We're just trying to get the minerals we need to fight, you know, climate change, and we're not, you know, then we're done. We don't want any of the money's not important to us. I'm like,
that's,
I don't know.
So good. They don't care. Like, they just say whatever. They don't think that people are intelligent, or it just doesn't matter what they say.
I guess so. It's just so frustrating because they're like,
yeah,
oh, we promise we'll be good. I don't know, but
yeah, we're gonna use it for good stuff.
I would use it to make
like solar
crazy
panels,
video games,
more PS5s. We'll make more PS5s.
Yeah, we're gonna make PS5 missiles. At the bottom of the sea. Yeah, it's pretty cool. A fun like option. You know, sometimes there's science studies where like, oh, neat. You know, new things to be learned. The universe contains multitudes, instead of like all birds dead or whatever the fuck all the headlines are going to be.
It's
birds gone.
We should just stop fucking with everything.
Stop goofing around is what I would say.
Stop goofing around down there. Stay out of the ocean. It's none of our business.
And there's like mountains, sea mounts under the sea that have different mineral crusts and stuff that are of interest. But there's like these deep sea corals down there that are like 4,000 plus years old. And I always thought that was like haunting. Just going down there and smashing a deep sea coral with a fish net or whatever.
Oh, that'd feel so good though, wouldn't it? Like imagine going down there and seeing a 4,000 year old coral and just taking like a bat to it.
kablamo. Just shooting it in a million pieces.
Shooting it with a gun.
With a underwater gun.
Underwater
Yeah, there's like... Oh, man. Some of the fish down there are actually strapped, so you got to be careful.
They could be. Like, we don't know that.
God, that'd be so sick if they discovered marine critters with, like, seashell-related firearms. Or, like, you know, they're made out of, like, little nautical debris. Like, oh, yeah. That's so cute. They have a
coconut snub-nosed revolver down here. Seashell bra. You know, seashell gun.
Seashell gun, coconut revolver, coral hammer sword. Gun sword. Those were pretty much all the types of nuggets that I had to talk about, Lucy.
I looked up, I was like, okay, I'll try to find some nugget news, not knowing what the fuck you were talking about. So I was like Googling. I was like, nugget news of the week. I can't say that I found anything. So I just had a story that I thought was really funny. So
please.
I'm gonna do the stinger and everything. Well, this is still an episode of Sludge Vista. So
nice.
You know, this is from Wisconsin, so let's go with America Watch. Oof.
America.
This is from Sky News. Anonymous woman explains why she left her father's ashes under a seat in the cinema.
Come on.
I didn't want him or his presence in my house, says woman who left her father's ashes under a seat in a cinema in Wisconsin.
What?
Authorities are looking for the owner of an urn that was placed under a local cinema seat. Finally have their answer 3 months on. And it was no coincidence it was left there. Just for the record, on the picture that was with this news story, it's like a big fucking urn. It's not little. Like, under it's an urn. An urn under a cinema seat.
Like under the seat. Like, on the floor under the seat.
Just on the floor under the seat, yeah.
What on earth?
In September, Beloit police reported that an urn had been discovered at a Classic Cinemas movie theater in Wisconsin. Staff at the establishment initially placed the urn in the lost and found, fair enough, where it resided for a few weeks before eventually turning it over to authorities as per Ground News. Tragically, however, no one came forward to claim the ashes, even after the police department published a plea online for the public to get involved, hoping to return the urn to its owner.
A plea.
I really want to know what movie she saw.
I was going to ask what movie she saw. Like, what year was this?
I think this is recent. So this was presumably about 3 months ago.
Oh, boy. Okay, what were the movies 3 months ago? The Substance.
The Substance. What else was she seeing?
Wicked was too recent, right? I think.
Yeah, way too recent. Maybe she was seeing It Ends With Us.
Is that Obama movie?
Or
is that
different? The Blake Lively one.
Oh, yeah. I heard that movie is like canceled or something or bad. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, awesome. I think that's probably what she was saying.
Well, is it like an ornate urn? Like, does it look like really fancy?
It's pretty ornate. I don't have the picture up now, but it was like blue ceramic with like a design on it. Like, it's quite large. It's very not like obviously a cardboard box they're giving. Yeah, no, it's straight up serious urn.
And she left it there on purpose out of like spite.
Well, we'll find out.
What the fuck?
A police representative shared on social media at the time. We want to return the ashes. If you can describe the urn, please send us a message or call our evidence room. That's exactly where it was left for several months until it was eventually discarded. It was then that a woman came forward confessing that it was not an accident that the urn was left underneath a Classic cinema seat. The US resident, who was asked not to be named, told 13 Rex that the ashes inside the vessel were her father's.
What?
She also claimed she had no real relationship with him due to difficult family circumstances.
Mm.
Why'd you bring his ashes to the movies?
Yeah, that would have been my number one cue as well. So,
why'd you bring
ashes to the movies too? It's such a weird place.
Very strange. The woman who hailed from the local Beloit area told the news outlet that she didn't want to claim the presence of her father inside her home.
Oh, so you're just going to inflict it on us?
Yeah. I was going to go watch a movie that day. I decided to take the urn with me, she explained.
Oh. Okay.
She went on. Yeah, okay. She went on to claim that before heading out the door, she marked the item with her father's name and other comments so that there would be somewhat of an idea who he was. The urn was in my bag, she explained. I have a satchel, like a crossbody bag, that I brought him in.
Sure.
I ended up putting him behind the theater seats and then underneath the theater seat. The woman then went on to say of her father, he's not a loved one. He's not missing. He's not of importance to me.
Get his ass.
Yes. Get his ass.
Maybe he deserved it, I guess. Maybe he deserved it. Is this bad to have happening?
You don't have to embrace your family if they were bad to you. You can leave their ashes in the cinema.
You can put them in a big novelty popcorn bucket for the Dune sequel. That big worm. Pour him in there. Mix him around.
Put him in the Dune popcorn bucket.
Put him in the worm. Sprinkle
That's
over
so
you.
Funny. Why? He's not a loved one. Such a...
Get his ass.
Fucking get his ass.
I'm still confused by the movie theater connection. She was just already going
too.
To the theater.
She was just already going. Like,
fuck it.
Yeah.
So she brought him with... And they sat together the whole movie?
I don't...
That's gotta be...
We'll see.
She put it down
I don't think... I don't know. Eric Newman, manager of the cinema in question, later told press of the incident. Staff came over to me. They were like, I have something unusual. So I went into the auditorium and there was an urn sitting there. Sometimes people leave things like car keys or a cell phone. This was definitely the most unusual item anyone's really ever left.
Really?
Huh. Really.
I love the idea that was in the Lost and Found for a while. Like someone's going to show up and be like, did you guys get a... get a big urn?
I guess it's like a 16-year-old staff member. It's like, oh, I don't know. I guess just put in the Lost and Found.
Huh. Where is it now?
I think they got rid of it. They got rid of it and then she came out and she was like, oh, that's my dad. I fucking hate him, but he doesn't matter.
By the way, I wonder what they do in that case. Like if you're the cops or whatever and you have an urn, like how do you actually dispose it? You put in like a... What are the proper channels?
Yeah,
for
like
unclaimed
what's the
people?
Unclaimed people, unclaimed ashes. I don't understand. It's just like I was already going there, so I just put it in my satchel.
Huh. Because like you could pretty much put it anywhere else, and it maybe even would never be found. But
yeah,
that's like the
really
one place for someone to be like, "What the fuck?"
Hated your dad. You could have just dumped it out. Right?
Yeah, just like on the ground even.
He's not a loved one. He was not important to you. You should have like done something more undignified. It sounds like you took him to a movie, which sounds like a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's like a huge cine buff.
Yeah, maybe you did have more of a relationship with your father than you think, you know?
You know, it's going to take, you know, years of introspection therapy to really tease that out, you know? Sometimes you regret not bringing the urn to...
Yeah.
I'll bring the urn somewhere else.
Imagine just kicking under your seat, feeling something. Being like, what's that?
What the fuck? Imagine knocking it over on accident and it breaks.
Be so embarrassed. If I was there, it was there before I got here. I didn't do it. It's not mine.
Oh, people just leave anything behind, huh?
I left something in the cinema recently. It's really upsetting. I want an Odie in the claw machine outside the cinema.
Oh, no.
I left
Did
it.
Did you lose him?
I left it in the movies and I can't go back to the Lost and Found. I'm a 30-something-year-old woman and be like, hey, I think I left like an Odie toy that I got from the claw machine. Maybe she was seeing the Garfield movie. You know?
I'm still stuck on the Odie. You didn't go back for the Odie?
It felt undignified to go and ask for it. So I think I kind of just took the L on that one.
You're like, I guess
if it was
Odie's
a jacket. Some child has found that and is enjoying it probably less than I would.
Were there any human remains in the Odie at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Because that would have made it even more embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think.
I would actually love my remains to be left at the cinema. That's, as a cinephile myself.
It's that, what's that Nicole Kidman commercial where she's like, it's the movies, baby.
What?
Oh, man. I might have to send you this. I think it's just like a Nicole Kidman. It plays before you see a movie a lot of the times. Like it's on like the, which is stupid because I'm like, I'm already seeing the movie. Like you already got me. You don't have to tell me why I'm going to movies.
And she's just advertising like the concept of movies to you.
Yeah. It's basically like, don't you love the cinema? And she's like dancing around.
I do though. But,
It's a good commercial, whatever.
Okay.
It's not as good as our theaters used to have like a CG roller coaster through like the movie verse, and you go through like a popcorn gauntlet where popcorn's exploding, and you go through like the Coca-Cola valleys and shit.
Oh my God. America is so good. Like, I don't say that sarcastically. There's some things that we're just not doing, you know? Yeah. I'm getting like a local real estate agent ad at the cinema. Oh. I'm getting nothing good.
God, that's dire. I mean, we do have a little bit of that too. Okay. Especially if the earlier you go, the more you're going to get like, come down to the foot massage palace.
Yeah. I was thinking we should do like a Bunta Vista ad cinema.
You could.
Because it must be cheap. Like, they got lots of local businesses in there.
Yeah. I mean, the quality of some of those ads is like, it's like high school AV.
Yeah, high school media studies. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So I think you could probably, they might actually pay you to like, please God, put something in here that's please. Not trash. Man, she put her urns. Was she? You said she was from Wisconsin.
Mm. Is this kind of like some Wisconsin shit? Would you say?
Sure. Wisconsin's nuts. I mean, I can't judge. All of the Midwest has its own flavor of weird, but Wisconsin is goofy as hell. They got cheese castles up there.
They do have the Mars cheese castle. I think I've mentioned it like 18 times on the podcast at this point, but they do have the Mars cheese castle.
Yeah, they got that Mars cheese castle. Struggling to think of even a single other Wisconsin factoid. They have roads, trees, that kind of shit. A lot of that. I went camping up there by myself once, and it was actually a really nice time. But everyone else at this campsite I was at was like, I guess it was like Blue Lives Matter Day or something. Because everyone else was like in an RV with like a big Punisher skull, and he's like, freaking Punisher skull with like the Blue Lives Matter and like he's like twirling an American flag or something, and I don't know, I just felt like I didn't have that energy with me, and I felt like everyone was staring at me, which is weird. Oh. I went to the woods to get away from everyone.
Okay,
but there's just like kids running around like, daddy, can I play with the gun, daddy, that kind of shit.
Jesus, they're country.
Exaggerating a little bit, I'm sure they're all very nice people.
I'm sure they are. I reckon that's probably an episode of Sludge Vista.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah, go on. Any last little facts?
Any last words? I'm watching, I realize there's another, this is playing on my TV on silent right now with the subtitles. It's the Twilight Zone, but it's not the new Jordan Peele version or the old Rod Serling version. It's like a 90s one or 2000s one with Forrest Whitaker as the guy narrating.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
What the fuck is going on with this? And the theme song, I mean, it looks like normal Twilight Zone, like, this girl, you know, she looks like maybe something not good's going to happen at her crazy school. And then Forrest Whitaker's like, this is the Twilight Zone. But then the theme song is like, I was like, oh, it's like doing like the 2000s new metal type shit. It was written by the Korn guy.
What? Jonathan Davis?
Yes. It says in the credits, it says, music by Jonathan Davis of Korn.
That's so good.
I stood up from my chair and started just shocking the beer immediately.
That's fine.
I might have to watch this whole thing. So far, it's pretty predictable.
All right.
I already know what's going to happen to this guy.
I watched a good Twilight Zone the other night. There's a Christmas episode. The Night of the Meek, season 2, episode 11.
I don't think I remember that one.
It's a drunk Santa. It's great. It's really...
Drunk Santa?
It's not really a creepy one. It's kind of a nice little heartfelt one.
Is it wholesome?
There's a drunk guy that he wants to be Santa. He's like the mall Santa, and he gets fired for being a fucking drunk. Yeah.
And does he like get whatever happens to Tim Allen in those movies that makes him Santa?
Yeah, he kind of gets Santa Claus, I think.
Thank you. Yes, that was the name of that movie.
That's pretty good though. Enjoyed myself. Love the Twilight Zone.
I like an old Twilight Zone. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's very soothing.
It is soothing.
This one less soothing, I think, especially with the Korn theme song.
It's
fall asleepable material.
Not really chill. Thank you for joining me, Jesse. Is there anything you would like to plug before we go?
Yeah. You can listen to Sludgefest. I'm still working on this series on the effects of uranium mining on Navajo Nation. It's very sad stuff, very intense stuff. So it's pretty dark. And it always takes me longer than I think it's going to. But I promise new episodes coming out. What the fuck am I going to say? Oh, you can support the show at patreon.com/sludgefest. Or you can find us on Substack or all the other podcast places. even Spotify for some reason. But all the episodes are free too. So, and they have, there's some goofy ones. They're not all like really, really depressing. I promise.
There's most some of fun ones on there.
There's some goofsters on there with Lucy herself. A lot of those.
That's true. And thank you for joining us and paying me money specifically. Ooh. So that I don't have to have a job that I hate that much, you know? Thank you.
Yeah, I could use some of that.
Yeah. So yeah, get on Jesse's Patreon. Not really. You don't have to have the deepest pockets in the world. You're already paying me.
Check this out. Real wholesome life news. I actually recently just started a new job. So cheers for the chat. So yeah, it actually, my Patreon, like, we talk about some really depressing, disturbing shit. If you're going to, I'm not trying to be like the most wholesome guy ever or whatever. Just do donate something before you fucking join the Sludge Fest Patreon.
Look at this. It's not that serious. Mr. Morality. Look,
it's just, I have a real aversion to be like,
hey, Sludge Festers, sign up for the Patreon. Today we're going to talk about carcinogens and child cancer.
Like, I'm fine with it, like, paying a little bit, you know, offsetting coffee and stuff, but the idea of monetizing in full makes me kind of ill. But, you know, also girls got to eat, like, you know, but I am very fortunate to have a job.
Girl does got to eat.
But girl do got to eat, yes.
All right, so. Stay safe out there. Stay frosty. Yep. Stay alert. Head on a swivel. All of these things. Bye.